Kevin, good morning.
Tom, good morning. Gladys Knight, one of your all-time favorites also.
Yep.
Stalker.
Okay.
When I see her, I get giddy too, and so I stop by her dancing rehearsal. But I also had
some
a chance
stalkers
to talk
to her. give us a bad name. All stalkers aren't bad.
But I had a chance to talk to her also about the whole Mary J. Blige thing last week, because I still am like, Mary, I love you, but you sang the words. You were the one who was singing about that chicken rap. And I asked Gladys, and here's what she had to say about the whole Mary thing.
I've been in that position before. We have so many injustices in this country around people of color. And what we have to learn to do is embrace who we are. You know, fried chicken and watermelon, both good things. Good watermelon, you can't beat it. Fried chicken, we invented that. All right, so let's embrace the things that are inherently ours.
See, Gladys will just break it down to the essence. Like, please, child. Stop it. Let Mary get her money. Let us sing about whatever we want to sing about. But she is getting her money. And that's what even afterwards, Gladys said, hey, she's got to make her money while she can and leave her alone. So I was like, okay. Now, on the other hand, there's The Voice. And I am partial to The Voice. I enjoy The Voice. But one thing that perplexed me is, what in the world was CeeLo Green doing with that cat? When he pulled that cat out, I was like, CeeLo, what is going on? And he's like, you mean perfect?
Perfect.
I was like, okay, CeeLo. So I asked him, what in the heck is up with the cat?
I mean, you know, perfect is a professional. She's a very sensitive creature, and you know, celebrity is new, you know, like to her. And so sometimes she gets a little bit irritable with everything, you know. But you know, other than that, she's really cool.
What?